take this opportunity to declare this meeting officially open to Noiva Mirandesa, the Group Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform meeting. You are welcome, as you are aware, that the executive has two accounts of the committee. I think what you will be doing here is part of the oversight, which can be done in different ways. Before proceeding, I would request Kumla to include the apologies that we have discussed.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Mama. Good morning, the NGG. And good morning, colleagues. I've got an approach from the Minister. The Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform has requested that his apology be tendered to the Portfolio Committee on the report. The Minister will be attending a cabinet meeting. Thank you. And Mamu Magadla will join her place. He is a city popcorner.
Those are the two apologies, the one for the Minister and the Cabinet Commission, and also Honourable Magadla will be joining us late. Can we not raise apologies and proceed with our agenda? The third is Honourable Roger.
Thank you, Chair. Ken Robertson, the gentleman that was here the last time around, has also been allocated to the committee. I'm sure it will be under that. I'm not sure it has officially been reaching you, but he also substituted his apologies.
Okay, I think that would be noted. Kuna will take care of that one. Another idea.
Thank you very much, Secretary. I think I should send a apology to the committee, but it's just because I did not secure that.
The apology of the M squasher. Can you not do the apology and process? Another member. Can you copy the minutes of the 28th of October, the official English to members for consideration? So do I have the minutes? It's two of the minutes. Since the 5th, I know they got corrected for that. It's Wala, after Wala, I think it's 1L. It's 1L at the way. Number 18, it's Wala.
Yes, sir.
Let me check that. And also the last paragraph express its intention. Maybe it's instead of as a chief. And it's just gave you this. Any mental question? Honorable voices?
Under point 4.2.5, there was also a proposal made that we, if our schedule allows that the committee visits the Gridwala project and similar projects.
I think it was to highlight on the resolution. Just in this. Another one, Goni?
Good morning, Chair. I don't want to say content. The context is not as completely captured in which we raise the issue about one woman, 1 hectare, we're saying then the qualification, the research specifically refers, not existing, not as 4.2.4 or 4.2.1, but further research to quantify how much land is needed, how many women, and how do you arrive at the quantity issue. If there is not to be a way of capturing it, but the main substantive issue is. Thank you.
And 4.2.4. Mm-hmm. Another one, Gunny?
Sure.
Why you talk about the research?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Any other little question?
No,
the way I understood the discussion was that the further research should be done around the viability of that as an objective. I think the point that came up in the discussion was often one it flies, say, in KwaZulu-Natal, and another it in the Northern Cape. It's an aspirational statement of the viability of the peace community. That's how I understood the position.
I think it must be captured under the, I think it is defined under the resolution. Honourable Sister.
The thing is, on the faithful, 423, as well as 424. But what do you reckon we can get to use the separate pots, and when would the college six pass?
I do know when you continue for 3 or 4 hours, you can capture everything. But I think the fundamental study and points should never be made. We make the point that the gender question can never be understood outside the national and the economic or class question. I think that's a profound, very profound question. It's absolutely not there. Because if you can find gender, you change by it.
Think they're not changing that and it's on page 2, page 3, and I didn't get him over. Another one.
It said we move from stronger thematics or something, nothing like that. With the addition that suggested being taught by all the colleagues, I'm not for adoption.
Honourable Nguni is moved for the adoption. Any second? Honourable Madela, second. Are there any matters arising from the previous minutes? What is the rate by Honourable Sustana? I think we didn't give the CGE the time frame, but Kumla will ask us to remind them of the research documents that they have done as per the request of the Commission. I think you are covered, Honourable Sister. Or you want to add something?
My department was much used on a little bit of gas with others of the committee, but we don't have any time to sit first on the committee to discuss matters. It's always only when one end is on the other comes to report. And I think this is one question where we would need to sit. And that's the opportunity I'm looking for here. Maybe we can create some, whether it will be next year or something, because I do understand the pressure that we're operating now to close for the end of this month. But that's something that I feel we should need time for. Thank you, sir.
This is
the
valid point that we should have create some time for the committee meeting to sit and check also the resolutions that we keep on making, whether they're implemented, and try to make some follow up. I think we'll do that. Any other matter?
This request for the meeting was, I mean, was raised early this year, that we need a workshop. You know? Mm-hmm. Because some people are new in the committee, they don't know what has happened in the past, what were our plans, what did we achieve, why did we not achieve, and what happened. That was just like what I'm saying. I think we need to put it on the program and then follow it up. This thing was raised many times. So we need to put it on. I mean, you know, we need to set decisions that we take in this meeting.
Okay, so you noted, can we proceed then with our agenda? Today the committee will focus on the annual report of the Communal Property Act.
Yes, I was just checking because we have been requested to submit an additional 2 reports in the present session. And we'll tell you after that, we'll discuss it later on.
Yes. the two reports of Rama and Joseph Mark, I think it should be just a quick explanation from the department on the focus. This is our last meeting. So looking at the CPA Act, which requires that the department has to submit, or the CPA has to submit their report to the DG, and the DG submit their report to the minister, and the minister table the report to parliament on an annual basis. Today our focus will be dealing with, we'll focus on the annual report of the CPA. We know that we have visited some of the CPAs to see for ourselves, we're here from the beneficiary, what is happening. I think the report will also confirm that. Without any waste of time, I will just hand over this opportunity to the DM, the leader of the delegation. Thank you. Thank you.
How long is the rest of the how long does it take for us to receive
it? I think we will respond to that when the document is submitted and when it is submitted to members. But I think, according to my understanding, it can be forward 2 days or 3 days before the meeting. But I think it's 2 days, members will correct me. But we will just clarify.
Thank you, sir. I request that I do not respond to the session. Please come out for the comment. The email I sent to members, I think it was on Thursday, and yesterday I personally delivered the judgments because I received them on Monday. It is the responsibility of your CA or your secretary to look after your documents. Each time they must go through the divisionals at least twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon. If they're doing that, we're not going to be arguing about it because these documents were in the divisionals. I did it myself. It's not my job, it's the job of the service officer, but I took it upon myself to do it.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Well, as you indicated,
matter, unless the documents were received late from the department. Because if documents are received late, it means that also they will be circulated late. But if documents are received on time, they will be circulated on time. I think that is the correction that we need to make, and also the department must assist us by circulating the document on time, so that the documents are circulated to members on time. Because if they are submitted late, obviously it will be submitted to members. There's nothing that support staff can do if they don't receive the document on time. We request DG that the program of the committee be taken for as documents be submitted on time. Can you proceed, Honourable Member?
Yes. Thank you very much, Chairperson. As you have indicated that in terms of the criminal court representation, actually, we need to prepare a separate report. I want to report that all the three annual reports that we're supposed to be submitting in Parliament were submitted them on time. And the third report that we reported that we'll be discussing today is being submitted together with our supplemental annual report and also the tax report. So that must be noted. And we are today going to present a summary of the annual report of the CPA as citizen requested and also circulated the two reports. The two reports might be late because according to the invitation, that month was the added as two items in the invitation. So we have submitted as report as circulated. So we apologize if it's really very late to the members. I'll head over to the PC to give a presentation on the annual report of the CPA.
Thank you very much. Mr. Joseph is going to present the CPA annual report for the period 2014 15
This is the report for 2014. The report is quite sad according to a letter that we put for the protocol of the issues that we have. But if you look at the table of content, those are not the ones who print out the services, the slides are not the secrets of the issue that I don't see. So I'm just saying, honorable members, not confusing the slides for the number that you're saying. The first slide is just about people passing to the tax. This is a thing we all know what is discussed for you here. That the tax requires that the report is tabled and the monitor summary of the report on the object of the tax. And where the companies are compliant with the now, the next slide is just about the distribution of the CPA. So, the 1428, which is when the report was written, it was 2014-2015. We actually have more CPA now after the report was written. And for the financial year, 48 days were and the next slide just shows the distribution of the CPA per property. You can see the blue is Eastern Cape and the brown is the Swiss state, number of the percentages of CPA for the national. And the next slide, the distribution of CPA per broker, talking about the constitution CPA, talking about going to the central for street distribution. Something to say about the CPA. Every time when I come here, I explain the CPA that our problematic programs, that are the generic programs that they mentioned here. Conflict, ongoing conflict, conflict among CPA members, centered around government issue, accountability, mismanagement of finances, austerity, and lack of adherence to their own constitution, where the constitution of CPA states people are elected by the health within 3 years or 5 years. Some of the CPAs don't adhere to that. They want to speak forever and accept for the second time. And then that's a dead state process. Some of the CPAs are also informed. So the solution for them to comply is a functional checklist to the business. Litigation and procedure. Sometimes CPA members litigate against each other and against the department. So those are the challenges that are facing the department. And alienation of immovable property by CPA members. And of course, that's indication of how many CPA administration for some of the reasons that I mentioned. Now, according to the letter from the Holland Protocol Committee, they asked us also to measure some of the things that, I mean, most, I mean, all the things that are in this time. How many CPAs were registered and traceable CPAs, the ones that lost land, and those that are under administration. We found that 24 CPAs were registered for the 8th, and traceable CPAs were registered for the 9th. Now, untraceable CPAs that only look at into our register, we found that the names are there. But if you want to investigate where, and because you don't get any feedback about them, you don't catch find any fixed the goal, one to investigate, you don't get where the CPAs are. Those are the untraceable CPAs that they are on our books, but they investigate. Probably we are investigating where what happened to the CPAs, to the fees or whatever. So put in line that have been identified. We've got also those that lost land, find that about 20 of them, that's about 10,000 hectares of income.
So what's your estimate?
Two Eastern Cape, 11 Free States, we've got Jing Kumalanga, 4 North Macedonia. And then those that are under administration, we've got 9 Chokshan. That is 2 Mpopo, 1 Kumalanga, 3 North Macedonia, 2 Northwest, and 1 in the West. Now, what do you mean by a sexual and those that are not there? Means that people that are registered and never hold land, those members cannot be allocated. Investigations are ongoing. Like I'm saying, the promoters are looking into them to find out what happened to the city. People that lost land means those that ever lost land, some land, but those whose land was sold, uncleaned as well. Whether land is sold on a regular basis or illegal basis, we assist communities to challenge those things in court. And we depend on the community to come forward with their land that's been lost. So, some irregular land is there through the land that is responsibility. But where land is so, opened in a regular basis, we initiate a process of verifying those CPAs. And we depend again on the problems to tell we have lost land so that we can give it. Compliance. We say many of our CPAs are non-compliant. But what do we mean by CPA that's compliant? It must have an updated membership list. CPAs, like any other community, there are people who are dying, or people who are born, or people who are living in the areas. Now we need an update annually. How many people are passed on? How many people have left? And how many people were added to the list of the CPA members? They should also have a valid constitution. They should have all regular ATMs, elections, and submit annual reports. I'll come back to the issue of annual reports because if you look at the compliance today, it paints a picture of doom and gloom. You know? It's like many of our CPAs are not compliant, meaning that the present statement, meaning that the conflict, the fight, and all those things, it's actually not a case. Many of our CPAs are not sending annual reports, and so our definition is non-compliant. But there are reasons for that. Other people have got land, but it does use tracing individually. Now, if you expect them to submit annual report, ask you what annual report you expect from them. But now we have gone through a campaign to say, if you just send, a little return that we do with cheap cross and with the spot, it should be provided. But generally, they don't have that individual. They're using that individual, so they don't use it at all. But again, not all CPAs that are not regularized are non-compliant. Because, again, there's an impression that all CPAs that are compliant are regularized. It's not the case. There are those that are. That are independent and doing a good job on their own. Now, as far as the regulation process is concerned, there are two ways of doing this. We do that in-house in the department, and in the department as official the provincial structure, there are drawings that are done through the website very nice for this. Now, all in all, one could discover a set through the development to be available. A total of 6 years in regular to be. And the last mention year 12 has been regularized. We've got 5 cases pending, and 42 cases cannot be regularized for different reasons. Where issue of education, you can't regularize when people don't see each other, because you need to have people come together to regularize. They should understand what the regulation is all about. Others stop reusing pushes to go to public. And then there's also the issue of those that are under administration. Now that the map there is just a distribution of those that are problem. But in the proposal for 4, those are the CPA provincial distribution. 10 Western states, 8 Western states, like, I mean, the problem there. And the paragraph on the right hand side just states the labels. Those are on phase 1, phase 2, phase 3. These are the distinctions of several. You know, the several means here, the CPA that you pay for regularization unlike the land plan community. In the Eastern Cape, we're testing, coming to a total length of 70,000 households, 5,160 beneficiaries there, about 11,000, 11.7 thousand. This stage was 10. It also goes with the electoral register and the number of households and beneficiaries. Counting for 9, Kilas L 18, and in 4 for 11, Kuma Lama for 8, North Virginia 3, and Muslim King 22, Muslim King 8. Summit, the total of 1,700,000. The total area that contains the CPA is among themselves and their department to intervene. So in those instances like that, the physical option is for freedom and administration. Now the question for us are how much has been spent on the regulation of the CPA through the land management procedure. The total of that is for 2014 to 2015, a total of 6 meters. But those 6 meters, not only the regularization, it's where it's regularization and where people need some legal services, those under administration, some mediation. The total coming for 6 meters. Now, there is a national compliance plan. 2009, 2010, we had 100. 2011, 12, 168. 2018, 29. 2013, 2014, 171. I've seen the differences of going up and down the numbers. And then 2014, 2015, 28. Before the CPA cycle, police say they are thinking human beings. You know. You can regularize it now, and they can comply with the act. With the act. But the next year, you have to just trigger a conflict and then you start the budget in June. That's why you find that in 2013, 2014, it was 171. Some of you that were compliant and were better, and you don't admit what the procedure is. Like, okay, so if you look at it, find that it's a blue picture. And I'm saying from the start of that, because that does not mean if people don't comply, it brings deliberately or there's a conflict among them. It's not the case. Some, like I'm saying, some of them are just crazy and expect them to spend financial kind of treatment. And they can't, but I'm saying we are only complaining to teach them how to admit fewer kids. There's no sensitive. Now, what information did the government apart from incident, mediated about training, we say 58 is an individual, but the committee member and professional member. And also, it's not only about the TPA. We have new officials that are being appointed, and you have to take that. Oh, I don't know. We also train officials, because we appoint new officials, and we need to take them through the technical and process of establishing the TPA and what they stand for TPA. So even if the officials are trained, at least we can also train the TPA from Canada. Like we said, we regularize health TPA for the past 100 years under the Zangland Minister of Citizens. And then we've got 9 TPA unmarked. Intervention continued, yeah. Those lines, TPA administration of protein, the North UK, which is qualified, Boris Fontaine, Neil, Northwest District. We have Tim Kwai, Harolombo, Tiziro, Western Cape, Burkina Stook, Simpopo, Dr. Larala, and the Swanga, Umalanga, Dr. Strong. Those are the TPA that are an administration. Still intervention from the department. We have what we call regionalization and development. Yes. Assisted in the first assisting in the 60 days, the total of 150 million. Now we have in research across the total of 70 million, the Chinese chicken, abattoir and cacao. The assistance for different reasons can be for crop production, animals like the chicken and so on. And under Limpopo, we've got 4, Silwani, Mawe, and Ateati, and Chicago for a total of 51 million. Most of them is in Mpumalanga. We've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, a total of 88 million. The name of Shira and the Northwest is 1, probably has about 410,000. And Northern Cape, you've got all of those epimeling, but I'm a mobile of our North. Laughing Merchants, Bonita, Rector, and Bookman for Day, total of 80,000. Now, this legislation is still an intervention department because there are issues that we realize as a department that we need to change in the Act itself. So that is also a way of intervening. So we have a class of the agents. The question was, where is the deal right now? The deal has been presented to the class of the agents. I think it's on its way to having coming. We have to set other forces that the monitor came in later. The issue of institutional rights, where we have to come up with diagrams. Land has to be surveyed. And also qualification of certain people from only a TPA office. And a 60% quota for land transaction and decisions that need to be taken by the city. We find that in the city that was land, only few people took a decision. That's why we gave some people have lost profit because of this. Now, being more than 60%, any decision that needs to be taken. Not any decision, but the major decision that needs to be taken is more than 60% profit. And also to build capacity. At the department, we are aware that we are lacking capacity. So with the amendment here, we have to provide more capacity. We have to open up DPA registrations, data office, and deputy DPA registers. Like I said, the bill is currently being adopted. Now, the outcomes of the intervention that the department is taking. Like I can say 86 this week were installed. We said we interviewed you and you did 87, the conflict there was what we call. Legislation, we want to know the impact of it now, but what is being promulgated and implemented, then we can say what is the impact of that and outcome. Operational capacity, the department also engaged, like I'm saying, people have been appointed, although not all, and are still in the process of appointing more staff to deal with CPAs and services, but more support given to the CPAs because of the people who have been appointed. We have trained 56 CPAs and 114 young officials. And because of that, some CPAs are meeting their obligations of support now, because they have been saying, some of them is just sheer ignorance of what's expected from them. And when you go through and you're saying that, but not all of them, but some of them will do what they're supposed to do. We've got other CPAs that use their own resources to build capacity. We've also realized one thing, I mean, 12 CPAs through the language management facility, and digital administration. This action, put some of these CPAs under a lot of pressure. We, for example, we're putting the farmer under administration, but because of that, it came back to the that's when you see that these are people in the places, they must use some of the benefits. That's all for me, thank you. My colleagues will take the questions and I'll have them from my thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Are there any additional from the department?
Just to clarify a point that was made, you must have come out quite clearly in the where Mr. Sebato was saying, when you look at the social feature of the CPA, you get a sense that says all is human good. And it is not that all of them are non-compliant or the cause of non-compliance, it is because it is as a result of conflict within the CPA or any other issue. It is about the capacity of the CPA themselves. And if you look at all the projects that have been settled, whether it is the land restitution, whether it is land redistribution, whether it is farm workers or labor cannot. In many instances, is people who were brought together under this legislation to form a common legal entity. And they have not for a long time, especially in the case of Britain, where people have been repossessed of their land, and those who have lived and worked together perhaps are too old to work the land of the existing generation. Are people who have not lived together as a homogeneous group of people. Those are some of the challenges that you have to change about that. But the other one is the fact that for some of them, all that they ever wanted was a piece of land where they could build places that they call home. And they want to graze their few cattle and set out a living out of the land. And that's it. And for them, the what we want from them to comply with legislation to submit this document and that other document, for them is too onerous. So indeed, it is true that there are quite a number where there is conflict. And in many instances, it is those where there is conflict, those who sell land, who own the land, who take each other to court, who take a department to court, that's gain prominence. But there is this other majority who are just carrying on with their lives and who find the requirements to provide to honor. So we thought that we should be able to clarify the second point. Perhaps we just need to sharpen the department is now trying to create structures of the institution at a business level, what we call CPA district fund. These are meant to be the support groups where CPAs can share knowledge, information, work together, share good practice among themselves, so that no CPAs stand in own corner, they don't know what the other is doing and what. How do they either overcome the challenges that they encounter? So that is part that's very completely missing in the report, which is part of the initiative of Shuraka. And then finally, Jeff has made the point about the capacity. When we let the legislation process take its course until the DPA office is established, once the amendment bill is processed by this parliament, in the meantime, the department itself has set up directory in each province where there never was a directory on those containers. So at least as much as it may not be enough one voting on the ground, at least there would be some dedicated capacity to help with the CPA. And sorry, the context I'm now meeting myself is that we are investigating, a possibility of establishing a training unit, a dedicated training unit within the department to provide ongoing training to CPA to help them comply. Because for as long as there are people who live as families, as large groups of people on one land, and for as long as there are hundreds of people who lodge claims, sometimes thousands of people who lodge restitution claims, they become successful, they will continue to require a legal entity to which they can hold the land that returns to them. And therefore, the department needs to be competent of the necessary capacity to train those who are going to be receiving land in the practical session. That's the continuity of the issue in the relationship.
Thank you very much, teacher. Members of the committee to the presentation. Who's willing to add?
Yes. Thank you very much. Good morning, Ian. Good morning, Tiffany. Good morning, everybody. Yes, I thought I would just add something which I know is a question that is alive, so trying to preempt that. The same committee has been receiving reports on a quarterly basis about the target that the department set itself for regularization. That's how the APP has been going over the past few years. I just thought that I let members can accept that. That was as a result of a wrong measurement that the department made for itself. We have since corrected that. Wrong measurement in the indicator. How do we know that we have done ABC one, the city is ABC? Because if we don't explain that, it's going to look very different from the report that has just been given. The fact that in the past, we've been measuring ourselves on regularized CPA, a process which in part is not a responsibility, it's an intervention, but it is a process, as Jeff has indicated, and Mr. Buck has indicated, like any mediation. You can never vouch for how many this will result. You may take 2 steps forward, and then take 20 steps backwards as a result of the issues that happened. I wanted to make this point to Chair, and link it to a question which was asked way back from the first report, namely a question of whether or not the CPA is the correct vehicle to hold there. We saw that as a policy question, and I wanted to link that with what is currently happening linked to the question that the committee asked us of the impact. Right now, as we conclude on the amendment to the CPA bill, the SIA, the socio-economic impact assessment, is being undertaken. It's one of the questions that obviously that has to be resolved. But in the meantime, why do we have the CPA in our statute book? We are having, we are responsible for administering the CPA. That is why we continue to bring technical amendments and some of the amendments which are on the table right now. So the question of whether or not it's the correct liaison is hopefully going to be answered, and hopefully the politicians and yourself, honorable members, will assist us once the CEA has completed to answer that question. And one of them is the prerequisites and requirements for the bring the amendment with Parliament to finalize the CEA. So I just wanted to report that the CEA currently is being concluded and is being finalized by the end of next week to accompany the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Can we talk to the presentation? But before Honourable Members engage in the presentation, I just want to make the general comment regarding the inconsistency on writing the report. Because when looking for the reports 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, you know, you change. Just want to cite one example. In your report form, 2013-2014, you split the number of 58 that you have changed across them. But now you're just giving us the figure, you know. So the way you write your report, the most of instances which are noted in the report, comparing those reports that have been submitted before and the reports that you're dealing with now, that is not consistent. Can you try your best to write the report in the same way? You don't change. Honourable Members, Honourable Madela, Honourable Mustang, Honourable Chabini. Thank you, Chef. We welcome the presentation, Chef. I want to check on the challenges, Chef.
So that you see that there is a lot of conflict in this case. I want to know from the department, is there any strategy at least to overcome this conflict? Because this means it's an ongoing thing, and I didn't get anything that here for this, and strategy to overcome this strategy. On page 9, I can see that there are some registered that have never owned the land. Also, sir, I want to know for the sake of the investigation that has taken place. I want to know how long this investigation could take, because I'm sure it's a long time this investigation takes. So I want to know when they're going to finish to investigate this investigation. It is actually there's some workshops that take place, because I want to know about today. The workshops mean that this is a workshop workshop properly. They don't know their jobs. So I wanted to also to check about how they do this workshop. Are they to maybe a group form or in what is, because they said that it seems that they don't understand what is their job. Okay, thank you for the mic.
Thank you, Chef. Welcome to the report, Chef. It helps us to in a better position to do our oversight work on the programs of the department. Just a couple of questions, Chef. I see that on page 9 you give an explanation of how CPAs come to lose land. A question that regards as part of the training that you offer them, do you perhaps position yourself as a member that you would know people introduce land related plantations that sometimes leads to a situation where they actually lose land. Because they either lose land by selling it, or if it gets embargoed, so to speak, by creditors. And we all know that no land transaction takes place without it being written. Do you have in their constitution something that says that they must inform you? Because they're holding the land in trust for all the members you know, of the 58, to ensure that they comply with their tender uniform. Or you only get to know about this one, the land after the loss. Untraceable. You also give a definition of untraceable ones. And Mbumalanga is the leader of the pack there with 24 untraceable ones. It tells the name of the established wine from the time they became untraceable. That's the chapter sitting on a lighter note, might need to throw some light that comes from Mbumalanga. I believe there's a big river they call the Crocodile River. I thought they did something like that. And the capitalization. Obviously, we capitalized in something like five provinces, if my count is right, and there's about four or five that have not benefited. What would be the reason for that? I'm sure there's no simple answer there. But it's such an obvious question, you know, when inviting statements that said so many have benefited from the capitalization. My home province, the city, is not the president of what federal success my attention there. And lastly, about, know that the last speaker from your side has already alluded to my standard question, socioeconomic impact. But I want to put it this way. In your staffing solution there, do you have people who have got business backgrounds that you would prefer that they are the ones who are in touch with the CPAs on a day-to-day basis? Because it's people that offer just varsity, you know, acquired information, so to speak. Pure academic staff, and then they get employed in the department, and then they offer training with no practical business experience. I don't have much confidence in those people, I must say. I believe that people who should be teaching CPAs how to run businesses are people who, when you look at their CVs, they have practical experience in their own businesses. Do you have such people as being part of the staff that engage with CPAs, especially people that have gone through that time? I know about 7 years ago, I read an article in a newspaper that says that in New Zealand, there was a company that was not employing anybody who has not had a bad time running their own businesses. Because those tough experiences that really sharpen and shape you up to the business. But my specific question is, do you have people, you know, where, who are on a day-to-day basis in some of the cities who have got business background, and different from just academic, you know, qualifications? Thank you.
Another word, traveling, another word to become.
there are problems here and there, but in the overall, I think we're going well. And that there is room for improvement. I mean, you see the figures rising. You're not compliant. Yes, I mean, the last 3 years and now the compliance actually going less than the time. But I want to say, gentlemen, that it worries me that we fund structures, we establish structures, we facilitate the establishment of structures. And then when we are convinced that the structure is in good health, we give the money and entrust them with a responsibility to hold the land. It has its kind of to the beneficiary. And obviously when things goes, I mean, you know, you I would say that, you know, when your child is born as a parent, you can tell within the first year that my child is going to have a difficulty here and then me and others. And as you go, you try to build the capacity at home and do monitoring and see, you know, the improvement, what else can I do? Is there a magician somewhere in Khwarazmi, you know, Kuchikuchi somewhere in Kiani, and then somewhere in Limpopo? You take your chance there, you know, to ensure that you mitigate against the, you know, the challenges that the child is going to have. But I think some CPAs are like children who are born and left to go on their own. In the sense that, I mean, you actually said earlier when you did the report that some of them, you know, there is no capacity to do that. But yeah, well, if there was no capacity, you need to have come up with mechanisms to what kind of support, close support can be to the student, you know. You cannot monitor and with them, all of them, because like, they've got different capacities. But if you know that it's not just capacity, you give them attention, like, do that with their capacity. Yes. And I think that is a challenge. There are some few ones that I've got, the silver stage in the book. I don't know, is there more than one silver clip? Because in as far as I remember, I don't think they actually got any funding, if this is the claim we're talking about. And I can see there's 1 point something million that went into the silver claim. And that claim is not even settled, according to me. If it's the same claim we're talking about in the Marble Hall area, alongside the Flatbush yellow dam, I just looked at another one, it's not the one I'm talking about. And that claim, I don't understand why it is not being settled, because the land that people were removed from, it was a state land. They were removed by the government on a farm that was theirs for many years. And now they leased the land for many years, and the lease expired. They claim the land. Their lease expired. Some weird invader then is using it for his own grain, for his own grain and purposes. And it's a group of 18 old ladies, you know, and I think one or two men. But the guy is so powerful that he cannot do anything like, you know, to remove them from the land. And apparently the stories that they say is that these people are connected at high places. That's why they are able to give their land without anyone taking any action. So I think this was raised in one of our meetings in the past. And I'm worried because I don't think there is enough progress on this one. There is no reason why I should take this one, because the land is within the state. And what is happening with the CPA? What is their age here? Is there any progress, especially in terms of participating? What is happening in the part of participating? And what's going to happen in the percentage of their plan? I would very much like to hear you know more about that one. And the other one, our second story is the apparently the city is doing very well. I'm sure that they said they'll be making about 9 million rand, 7 to 9 million rand profit in the next year. But the story that I picked is that they are having challenges in terms of relationship with the let me just leave it there, and then I'll make a follow up later.
Thank you, Chair. What concerns me about the presentation, if you look at especially the capitalization funding, that's an opportunity cost. There's, let's say, 17 million, in the pre-state alone, there's nearly 18 million rand. That if the model was working, could have gone into either the acquisition of further land or could have gone into elsewhere or in this particular community property association, what could have been in supporting business development elsewhere. So I have a concern in relation to the input that was made earlier about this as a viable business model to not just have a residential setting, but actually to get people to have raise the living standards of people, make people wealthier, to also add to food security. So I would like to hear what the department has in mind, not just the community property association, but what developments are there to convert the CPAs, as was referred to earlier, into something that is a more accountable business model, a governance structure that I would imagine lends itself more to expansion and making land being used productively. My concern is, as much as I support the notion of having a mechanism where communities can own land, I'm not convinced that this is not a situation that draws the attention and resources from the department away from its core function. And it's also a mechanism that truly empowers people that are supposed to be beneficiaries of. So my question in short is, what developments, what proposed legislation, what proposed changes to the legislation the department has in mind to change that situation? Thanks.
No one said they're going to be second round successful. I'm speaking nothing, Chair. Somebody in the house yesterday nicely put it that in body it's quite count, until the next election. Probably the party from which I come with the benefit to suit. But Chair, on a serious note, the inconsistencies that you open up discussion on, Chair. I also noted it on my own point, so I support that for Chair. But also just to commend the department for the report, DG, we're getting the Hanyan, they say in like this. So you find where they are now pie diagrams, the pie chart, they also a bit of color. Maybe I'm only on the heart and that of still light color, but it really helps for the committee to apprehend the point and to be able, therefore, to make useful recommendations to the House, and useful recommendations then come in the marching orders for the department. So I see part of that, Chair, but I'm just also on the issue about structural before getting into the subjective. The target versus actual DG and whoever of your personnel was doing the actual report. For annual reports, the norm is target, actually, so that the compliance issue, even in percentage terms and quantitative terms, I'm not a quantitative scholar, rather than the qualitative, but quantity informs quality, So the target versus actual, I think I've raised this point about 10 times already. The target versus actual for anything that annual report, target versus actual. So that we may comment the good story based on, or we may pick up challenges if targets were 100 and actual are 54. you know. We can then make recommendations on how to close and get to understand the challenges. So, I'm worried about the cases of 58, even though my last comment after this will then be the issue of the amendment bill that you got to the tagline. But I'm worried CPA is just a battlefield. They are really a battlefield. And one will, I will also expect that in our recommendations, this point will not be missed, that you've got to go to some NGOs that deal with cooperative values, the substance of cooperative. Because if you've got a group of 198 people from a certain community that claim that land and then they were, and then get recapitalized for 15 million or 20 million, then definitely the cost was more or less aware of the 20 million, you know. Even if you withdraw 9,000 a day, no one notices for 20 million. But that's why there's a fight. And therefore, Chair, to the department, by Chair, that we may seek to recommend that unless it's the cooperative training. People in cooperative say, either to one or all. People in cooperative say, if we kill this, we are all killed. People in cooperative say that kind of language. So they don't compete, they complement each other. So this CPA, I guess, will be strongly recommending teaching that a cooperative route to their capitulation. Here are people claiming land rightfully with their land and they get it and they suffered it in some amount for productivity, but price down. Even an amount of small as 50,000, enough to satisfy for 15 people who have to win. When my family lost the claim, I opted out, I asked that they profit because I didn't want to mention 35, you know. But I'm just saying, I'm not saying the person is such a good family. But once they last 50,000 or 40,000, they wanted 5 stars in dimensions, you know, starting in a fight of 40,000. Or in any fight for that matter, that's not a progressive fight. So I don't know if the point is made here. CPA, as we empower them, as we capitalize them, we need to make sure that the correct capacitation and the cooperative mode is set in. Otherwise, they'll fight all the way. Check the last one is an amendment bill. The amendment bill. Once again, DM, besides the question between Saichi, even last week we were told about the amendment on ESTA and tissue. And even this one, we propose that you fast track it because there was misunderstanding from the department earlier on. When Speaker said deadline was June, then the department seemed to have read it to be meaning then now it can no longer, the bills can no longer come. But all it meant was you would have made it to try to meet that June 12th or something like that. If you miss it, then it means you should be hiring as fast as possible. We know since we, your point on FIA, socioeconomic impact assessment, that's still being done for kids to come before us. When you discuss the RAMA, probably there's quite a number of loopholes in that case, which means we should be informed by such cases to make sure that we close every loophole in the CPA Act. I am not sure that, but we have another vice chair when it's prevalent, the bill, the amendment. But I'm not sure if we are looking at closing all those loopholes that frustrated us in the RAMA case and so on. Because we then looked at, when I sat here and was frustrated, I said, unless it is amendment comes, then we'll sort out the RAMA anomaly. So, but with the amendments that are proposed at the end, I'm not sure if that is actually taken into consideration. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I am covered by and large by my colleagues in the comments. I just want to echo the welcoming of this board, especially the privilege that I've been Jim, I wish to I want to show all the alienation of the land from the beneficiaries being through the sign of the legislature. One does see that the department intends to look at some of these transactions in the report, which is on page 18. The land rights management facility will challenge some of these transactions. One would actually ask the DG, could it be in the department examine each and every cell, and implications of it on the beneficiaries, Chair. One would want to understand why the land are being sold in a manner that they have the the whole issue of the compliance, one also welcomes the improvement in the number of GPAs that have become compliant with the extra, but the promises of ensuring compliance to the vast majority is measures around 80%. One would want to wish to know what kind of measures are in place to fast track that compliance. On the issue of intervention, the presentation on page 19, number 11, the honorable workers have referred to it as opportunity cost. One welcomes recapitalization, the assistance that they provided. But the question is, why have 5 provinces been single cost? And why DG or 4 provinces not considered to be worthy of this kind of intervention? Because the provinces cited here, Free State, Limpopo, Namibia, Northwest, and Morumbi. And the ones not cited is my birth province and our own province, KZN and Gauteng. And I'm a bit worried if my 2 provinces are not there, Free State and Northwest. Must be a good reason for that. Chair, we also appreciate the update on specific CPAs that's contained in the presentation. One would want to hear more, especially with regard to the Opperman, with the DG, we Opperman Schoen. Understand there's litigation happening among the members of the chair, but it's very, very clear. That the actual beneficiaries are being squeezed out by the those beneficiaries who became beneficiaries by virtue of marriage because of your own analysis. There have been serious concerns with regard to that. One would rather have to know what the department, what more the department is doing in relation to this.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Honourable Members. We spread the question among ourselves. But maybe I should start with the question that has been asked by Honourable Kodana and has been echoed by Honourable Mwini. Historically, when land reform started, was the act that was come about that established legal entities is an old legislation that was promulgated at the Republic in 1996. At the time, the focus was on the returning of the land to the people. Obviously, as time went on, it was not just about land restoration, it was not just about social justice. It was also about economic justice. beginning to gain land as an economic asset. Over the last 2 years or so, the department has been discussing this issue that you are raising. Our view, because the honorable president is asking what is the position of the department the position of the department is that CCAs are land government structures. They are land government structures. They are functioning to administer the land on behalf of the members of the CCA. What we have not done in the past, which we are going forward, which we are beginning to do, in what is called the rural economy transformation model. We are beginning to separate land government from the business that happens on top of that. So, in pursuing that, you are going to be, again, you're going to have to be quite democratic. You're going to have to, in assisting the CPA, present various options. One of the options is the one that is recommended by one of the people, that some CPAs will opt for a cooperative, which some have. In some instances, others will opt for a CC, others will. But whatever business model at the time that they would think would be suitable for their particular business enterprise. So there is that particular approach, but obviously you can imagine, honorable member, we've got now over 1,400 CCAs. To take up an analysis, a thorough analysis, we have to begin to say, how do we then assist in making sure that this rural economy transformation model is properly implemented, where we separate land government from the business. But part of the problem is that the land government structures in CCA was never meant in the first instance to run the business. Where you found a timber plantation, where you find a going concern that is making lots of money, the CCA and the exit set was never designed to be the kind of a vehicle or an instrument. So hence we are then saying that there has got to be a separation of land government and the running of the business. We have to say, of course, the conflict is ongoing. Honorable kind of asking, what are the strategies of intervening here? We set up the land rights management facility a few years ago. Let me just say about 5 years ago. The land rights management facility, at the time we established it, it was meant to focus on defending people who are faced with addiction and all sorts of other land rights infringements. It was supposed to be providing legal support, mediation in instances where there was conflict between committees ruling on commercial farmland and commercial farms. But moving forward, as we begin to see an increasing number of conflicts among cities, the scope of the land rights management facility was expanded to include the provision of this training, the provision of this mediation, and the provision of support to the CPA, because it is an acknowledgement that these are likely to be ongoing and should be likely to continue. So I would say, first of all, because the land management facility, which in the past never was involved in CPA, but they are now seriously involved. We are going to be presenting, Manager, the tools, quarterly report of the land rights management facility. We have not presented the first quarter report and the second quarterly report. So we will be presenting those two reports, and then you will see what is the role the land rights management facility is beginning to play in so far as the data is concerned. And then I made mention of the training unit that we're investigating, the establishment of such a unit in the department, because as well for 543, some of them don't understand their responsibility. We take note of the consistently raised concern of the honorable member about the consistency in the compilation of the report. We similarly take note of the commendations from Honorable Ngumi. They don't come easy. We are happy that we have eased you. We have made some improvement on the form. The initial presentation on the chair did not split the CTA that had received recapitalization and development. It was just giving a number of CTAs that have received assistance. And I thought to preempt this question of the breakdown from the honorable members, I asked them, the team, that break down the province, which provinces and which CTAs have received a recap assistance. Seemingly, I seem to have preempted another question, and I seem to have provoked another question from the members, which now says, but those that have been left out, why have they been left out? Of the 1,400 there are a whole number of other beneficiaries of land reform, over 1,700, other than 58 that have received it. So I'm just saying, it may well be that this particular 58 may not have received. The 58 in provinces mentioned may not specifically have received it. But it does not mean that provinces like Eastern Cape, Western Cape, Caribbean, and others, there has been no recap spent there. We can show in a completely different report how much recap of the 3.3 billion will spend today since the first year of the program, how much money has gone into those other provinces. So if we created that impression, we apologize for that, but we can show in a separate report that they did need a lot of money that has gone to each one of the 9 provinces. About the skills, we don't have many of those people in Kapi who have got the kind of business skills who would be able to cater or mentor CPA in the right of the people. We do have a program though in the department which is relatively new, which is rural enterprise components. It does have some people with some private sector background. They may not have been business people in their own right. Over and above their qualifications, there have been some of them in the private sector. That is the unit which we believe going forward would be quite helpful as we begin to separate the government from the enterprise that we're going for. That hasn't taken off yet, but there is that unit in the government. I don't generally know the comments that the answer the question I would like to respond to. The two CPA that the Honorable Chamberlain is raising, there are land claims. I'm not sure if we've got the details with respect to the specific CPA, but we'll hear from our colleagues. If we don't, Honorable Chamberlain Selwane did raise it very sharply. When the Chief Legislative Commissioner was here, you were asking why, because the state level is taking so long to settle it. So we follow up with the Chief Legislative Commissioner so that she furnishes you with a written report of what progress is happening, also the chapter to the office of the chapter. And the regular one, again, we'll hear from colleagues in Guyana, who would be very keen to know what are the problems. Today, they are going to be making a profit of about 7 to 9 million rentals. Yes. Okay. Yes. So we would like to hear more details so that we can also follow up and see what is the challenge in the CPA or the claimant of the department and what is it that we can do for us. Madam Chair, I with the permission ask my colleagues, Mr. Slave and the Zoom if they have any addition.
Thank you very much, and thanks to the DG for the chance to make a conversation. I'll deal with the ones on target, and I will also ask the other members of the team to deal with the other questions. Just before I start with the subject team, I just want to say that the amendment bill that is coming to terminate and the hopeful we can have in the committee is definitely lastly, the legislative amendment, lastly technical amendment, talking to provisions, provisional CPAs, how we do that. And I would want to hear that discussion. On the substantive side, the amendment is the issue of how it strengthens governance and how it strengthens the issue of decision making. And the issue is really in that when we are seeking that to under honorable World Health, for instance, and the other members of the prevention in my senior health, they talk about conflict resolution, they talk about prevention. Your prevention strategies, the strategies are around building capacity to deal with the structural issues. You don't want to deal with the structural issues, you are able to deal with the other relationship or other districts which are not deep-rooted. So it's deeply around, for instance, around the resources. It's a very serious one. It is created by other teams. Even if you pick the government team, greed, that some members we have, you can't deal with it, but you prevent or prevent those by putting in structures that, for instance, guide the how decisions are made, the issue of even the choice of the entity is something that is going to be part and parcel of what you do. In the training, and the training manual that you prepare, for instance, you do have a selection and continuum of the different legal entity options that people have and help people to make those options. And you say, these are the pros and cons for this one, ranging from your cities to the tribes to the corporations, right through the legal entity. So we can make those choices and deal with the structural issues that arise as a result of it. And I've been trying to say that the building in of the training that the DG is talking about is very much part and parcel of what needs to be done. The development of a turnaround strategy to create the business and the rural and economic transformation model is part and parcel of that training that is going to assist, hopefully, in preventing some of the issues so we can go to those other men and SMEs. Going then, DG, to the chair. To the issue of the targeting, I mentioned earlier on that we tied ourselves to the noose, to the neck, by asking to be measured with wrong measurements. The wrong measurements I was referring to in the AP refer to so many CPAs regularized. Now we have described how difficult it is to actually bump on you will regularize because the process can take any amount of time. But what we have now since done, and we have received concurrence with the relevant structures like National Treasury, which is responsible for planning, is talk about the number of CPAs supported to one comply. In other words, we are saying there is a difference between, as Mrs. Butler explained, a regularization process, which already talks about what has gone wrong and what you can do to assist those CPAs which did not have a CPA constitution, those that did not have their financial statements and training and all these other things. And if I look at the target that was referred to in our APP, in fact, had we measured ourselves with the correct tool, we would have exceeded the target because this year's target on the assistance was compliant to 200. And if you look at that page where we were breaking down the numbers in accordance to what happened in the figures, and you are at 284, and if you go then to the other numbers, you will easily see that the target would have been changed. So we will see from now on a proper targeting. We are saying in spite of that, it is in our best interest, in the best interest of land reform for all, if possible, all of the CPAs to be compliant. And of the 1,425 targets to actually destroy as many of them are compliant. So the issue of recap, I think the TV has explained that, but the recap program, as we all know, is a demand driven. So we will investigate this year, I think, the reasons why the other provinces are not included, but as you have indicated, it is obviously as a result of those that came for the plan for recap, and that I think that's the way it came about. Thank you very much.
The other outstanding question?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I will answer to a few, and I think the colleagues to answer are very relevant. And also, from those questions, we have taken certain pages that we'll get. There was a question about the feasible of the time frame of the investigation and why Mpumalanga is concerning. I think Mpumalanga is one of the problems, there's more CPAs than other problems. But if you look at available CPAs, there are all CPAs that are partly established. I'm upset that there might have been some problems because we're still learning. So there might have been some problems where CPAs are captured in August. So I'm trying to investigate what can be yet for them to appear on the register and can trace them. So the problem is actually working on that investigation. But I can't say when the investigation is done because means investigation time to get, because if you look at the fire that they were mostly was few bombs, and if there was time when the weapons were not really in place there, and that means that we can't even few bombs. I think the problems will come up with it, or come up with that one, but I can't really say pinpoint when are we going to get answers. But with some most all EPAs that happened at the fire, but they were learning curve. I shall thank you that people have proved that after that time. But the problems will tell us what was going on. It's all about the foundation for the community. And then the issue of how do we do, how do we conduct workshops? Normally what we do, we conduct workshops for CPA executives that have been moved elected. We don't want to train CPAs that executives that have got a few months left and then go spend another one. We want those that are definitely elected maybe 3-5 years to train them so that they can take the position, manage the CPA better for longer periods of time. And there was also the issue of do we know why people are losing them? Obviously, they have got their own constitution that comes with them. But if somebody does something wrong, if somebody does something wrong, we won't even make part of the process, especially where land is not illegal. So people will never come to the department and tell us, I want to sell the legal because it's always wrong. We will hear later from the members of the community that letters are so, and we don't know about it. That's why we can see that we are what is really the case. And where we can assist them to interdict or to prevent the sale of land because we have to sell. Yeah, I think that's basically where I will end and I'll ask my colleague to talk about the Lavelle because they know what's happening there. And for someone's question, I'd like to take maybe the pages that you mentioned got our title at least, so that's a good
question. I will respond to maybe clarify the question around why we only focus on 5 provinces instead of all provinces in the allocation of the HIV fund. One of the requirements for a CPA to be registered is that it must be compliant with legislation. So it is only in those instances where CPA complies that findings have been allocated. Then moving on to the specific methods that were raised by Honorable Charlie, the Sirani CPA that has been located at the Chalai, it is the one in Palawa. Yeah, it is not the one in Mabolongo. Then the health elections in 2013. 2013, well, the end of 2013 or any 2014. So the term of office of the Yale committee is still valid, and they have been doing their, they've been compliant with their obligations. Now, the PTA that you also referred to, they held elections in August of this year. They elected the committee. Initially, there was a division within the PTA where members were fighting. And those divisions have since been healed, and the department facilitated the AGM, which resulted in the election of the new committee. Then coming to Ravenna, this Ravenna CPA, there is a bit of a challenge in the sense that business-wise, they operate very well. They even appointed a well-experienced farm manager who is managing their business operations and their business doing very well. The only challenge is when it comes to governance issues on the PTA, which is why they seem to be having a problem with COVID in the project. The main challenge that exists within that PTA is that they conflate the tribal affairs with the PTA affairs. And when we talk about the PTA, we talk about the juristic person with a finite list of members. And when we talk about the tribe, we're talking about everyone that falls under Chief Ravenna's jurisdiction. Any member that resides within his jurisdiction will be his subject. Now, when they hold the PTA meetings, they sometimes call tribal meetings and pass them off as CPA meetings, which creates a problem when it comes to accountability, because only members of the CPA are supposed to participate in the process of the CPA. Those that are non-members do not have the right to participate in the process of the CPA. This is not due to the conflict between the department and the CPA. Then there was also a question around Osterman's Ronde, where a question was asked, what is the change in Osterman's Ronde? There is a court case that is pending in the Tuesday High Court. In this matter, the High Court recommended that the matter be referred for mediation. So the department has since appointed a mediator who has engaged with the parties in an attempt to mediate the dispute between the Opperman's community, where there is one group led by Mr. Opperman, and there is a group led by Mr. Pan. So, at the point where we are now, the mediation is still busy with this mediation work, and in November, there are certain meetings that have been planned by the mediator to try to mediate this dispute before the matter can go back to court. If mediation fails, then the matter will be decided in court. But at this juncture, we ask you to explore the feasibility of taking this matter to mediation before they go back to court. Thank you very much.
Any additions on the resources?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Well, I just want to explain the issue of the strategy in resolving this problem of conflict in the CPA. One, we have agreed in the department that we need really to do verification. Because in most cases, you discover that there's a consolidation of claims, especially in Kumala. There's a consolidation of claims, but the restricted land is intact. So, which means other members are now sitting in the CPA, but their land is not in. So, it creates a change decision on somebody's land. So, that's the issue that we want to do some fresh verification and separate those consolidated claims. Separate them so that it is workable. The other issue is really to make sure that the CPA are not becoming business entities. Because CPAs, as the CPA has indicated, that they are the landholder. So now the landholder cannot do landholding and all the dog business. Because the letter letter of land is that in the areas where the CPAs are doing business, these are the ones that have locked the land as contract into banks, borrowing money and all that, without the approval of the members. Now, some of the land is lost to those different banks because they wanted to do business, they do loans, they do everything about the land. So now what separated is that anyone who wants to do business, the ones that we are recapping, we are not recapping the CPA as a structure, we are recapping the business entity that is running a business in the CPA land and paying rental to the land. And also, if the business collapses, so the land is not affected, the business people are affected. So I think that's the thing that we said, that it will really help us. So that's why we find that now some of the members of the CPA want to move out because they are used to this tendency of doing both. So I think that's the issue that even members in your constituent office must preach. They can't do business. And business entity must be formed through business and accounts to the CPA and the institution. The other issue is I was just explaining how some of the land has been lost. Other banks didn't cooperate with us. We were not even aware that the bank has taken the land over because there are only huge money there in the bank that has got accumulated interest. But we are in speaking with the land bank because some of them they borrow money through the land bank. And land bank is a government entity, but we are negotiating with them to say let's do something, let's recap the people to start working and pay land rent so that we really secure the land. So others of course corruption that sold the land. Others that sold the land to the foreigners, yes. Then which is not going to work for those foreigners to really keep that land. So these are some of the things that, but these are the people that in fact, some of the CPAs are in corrupt. So now there are lots of cases that are in court. There are lots of cases that are in court. So now we also started to intervene to the trust. As you quite aware that the trust are not CPAs. But now, the way they're operating as well, they compromise the government. So what we are requesting the beneficiaries who are complaining about the trust, it's really to advise them to sit down and take a resolution, change the chart to 58, so that we can really start to manage them. So we felt that we'll start to maintain peace around those issues. Training. Of course, training of CPA members, it must not be a hit and run training, because we're dealing with people here who have got different levels of education. We're dealing with people who have got different levels of understanding of issues. So we didn't really push training as a continuous thing. Now, because as the DG has indicated that we need to have an institute within the department, so that these are the people that will focus on training, retraining, keep on reviving the issues to our members, our community, so that it's really jazz. So I think that's the strategy that we're looking forward to deal with the whole matter of training. Issues of business people, well, we have people in-house to help them in doing business. We are delivering our services within outcome service. So in outcome service as a department, we must also coordinate all other departments. So that as they want to do a certain business, then another department comes in and help them and we continue. As they want to deal with certain issues, the Department of Agriculture comes in with the extension officers, help them, then they do something. So these are some of the things that we're doing. But we have that, in fact, because most of the issues that we're dealing with is mostly agricultural related. So we need to have agricultural economy in hub, so that when they prepare the business plan and all that, they are in agreement with the agricultural department in those provinces, so that we get proper extension support. Thank you very much.
Another
meeting there.
Another Matthew.
Another Michelle. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the explanation and how I think I'm all in that situation. You are saying in your report that you have appointed the director, and operational staff. And then the only question that I have, and I know that you are still doing it because I consider that not finalized, but I just want to check to see or I just want you at least to just give specifications to the initiative in terms of this presentation. I don't need this initiative. I just want to know how far are you with the appointment, how many, if you do have that information, if you join the vaccination, you can have it, and you think 50% of the cost of those.
Support will come from the pilot manner, or by throwing money into land, into CCAs, wouldn't result into people becoming efficient, economical, and effective in the management of such laws. So I find it very unforgivable.
Madam Chair, I know that I'm very bothering on much other matter, but these are truth which must be told. And perhaps we have come to a stage where we need to advise members of the board, if they are the board,
that we need to find alternative mechanisms of dealing with land ownership and giving back land to our people, other than relying on primitive and feudal forms of land ownership. I need to really want to understand, just as we find it in the broad-based planned economic environment mechanisms, elites tend to hide themselves behind poor people and fund them as such, and only to be the actual beneficiaries of economic empowerment. And as I said, there's been the case in CPA. Now I really need to know, how do we expose any capturing of resources through CPAs? Because any just like in blended economic empowerment are the actual beneficiaries. And some of them are sitting around the table. What is the best mechanism for CPA investment resources in environments where there are resource rich, such as mining? What is the role of CPA? What is the role of women? The extent that they are not exposed as vulnerable sections in communities, in your community, in CPAs. What are mechanisms that are in place to manage CPAs and to ensure that they are not run and managed in the current form? Because the lack of mechanisms to manage CPAs and resources, both capital and physical, will result in all sorts of things where land has been sold to foreigners and all of that, and land is not being waged and made productive as true. We seem to be having another. There's so much of millions of indigenous people. But for heritage, if we have to measure, or perhaps if we have to ask the department to give us a single model, best model of a CPA which can be used as a benchmark to say, this is a model form of CPA, let everyone else in the country benchmark him or herself against. Give us a benchmark CPA. Otherwise, we're wasting more time. Thank you.
Another question?
One more. How important is it?
I know what name is it, but it's not mentioned.
What's the point now? To explain this page is your annual report. It's page 43. When you explain it, I have questions to ask. Just an example of something, but if you have questions, I'll promise you. For example, how many pages do you have in the county? it says animal rituals. You don't even mention it on your presentation. 15 metals must be accepted, which is on page 18 on your annual report. But no one is speaking about it. 15 CPAs or metals, you go through annual report says metals. Which 15 metals must be accepted for that physical life? Because you didn't talk about it. You spoke of visualization, but I'm scared that they're picking up scary metals. Now, if you don't give us more information, you know, as I was asking, we should receive this document later, and we don't think that's this on this, but thank you.
First of all, I want to apologize the meeting original of IDM for the improper way in which I handled the instrument. I put the wrong You said in your response, you gave us an elaborate explanation about the history and purpose of the establishment of the 58, you know, as it was conceptualized then. And I ended up with the impression that, you know, when you say now you are graduating to a state where, yes, some 58, you know, 58 would be running businesses, you know, not the 58, but the member of the state. Now, the amount mentioned in the case of 1921, those millions, you know, in the response, would you kindly confirm if that money went into recapitalizing those enterprises or was it for administration? I hope the former is the case, rather than how many millions being pumped into administration by AAA, just for the confirmation. And then secondly, there are some cities that took over the ongoing business concepts. I know one, for instance, in our example, Lambasi, you know, on the 18th of November 2006, when we had another minister, then the Minister of Rural Development. And on the main Saturday, you know, it was a going concept when that city A was handed over, you know, the business. Now, what happens with those where they get land, you know, which is, and which has got an ongoing business? At which stage do you separate now the actual city from the people? How do you manage those situations? Are they challenging to you, or do you have a system, you know, where transition system to separate the city from the growing concern, say, those members? Because those would be typical, you know, situations where, you know, you're able to put the policy, you know, into play. And I thought that's not the only one. Because I looked at the annual report and I see that there are a number of enterprises that, you know, that are there in specific. And lastly, my question to Utosui, through you, sir, when shall we get the report on the social impact? So I would have thought that it would be included, you know, in this report. And I hope our secretary will have to write down the intended changes, maybe give a quarter or something like that. Because we want to see the return on the investments that the government is making, you know, on this specific aid, so that we know where to expect it. Thank you very much for the second question.
Thank you, Chair. The response from the committee was from the DN. The DN, in some respects, come up with challenges faced by the department in relation to interventions here, and even legal intervention. Those 19 CAs, Chair, I think it would be important for us to get a court strategy around those land that has been lost. Him has spoken about now in this report in the essence. Perhaps the reason why I'm asked also that is because these land CPAs are all because of land being just admitted to them or through restitution processes. But in one, someone must look at ways and means to prevent the wholesale selling of the land. Which is how the land, my view, DM, if that land would rather come back to the state. I understand you say that a separation of governance of the land and especially governance of the business, which is good. But one needs to prevent that land that has been acquired through these means are being sold, just for the sake of the country. There's also, I don't know whether this discrepancy has been pointed out, under CPAs under administration, the is a difference in approval between the presentation DG and page 23 of the annual report. I think the page 23 on the northwest, there's one missing in terms of your one CPA missing in terms of your presentation as well as in the problem. In your presentation, you cited two in Limpopo and two in Northwest. But in the actual annual report, in those two provinces, are only one today under administration.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that we speed up this process of a workshop where we meet and know what has the department done, where was it established. And again, go and visit the department, talk to people who work there, those who are sharing data. What are the challenges that they are facing? So that when we talk about ourselves, we're talking about something that affects, you know, it will give us actually an advantage. And they should solve a lot of problems or other questions that were asked by Umatias. If all Umatias together with us were taken through the orientation and what the department do, I think he could have used his energies to direct us somewhere. You know? I'm just pleading that I think the sooner we do this, the better, so that we can have progress in our meeting. Please. And I'll put that maybe in the next meeting, Chairperson, you should give us a time and a date. When are we visiting the department and or getting an orientation? I think that would be very helpful. Maybe it's one day or 2 days. I think it would be much better. As well as that, we'll be dealing with legislation amendments. And you cannot amendment that date has been, you know. You need the background information to know what was said about, you know, and what are the possible goodies that we can get in the environment. So please. Yeah. And please again.
The ten African Congress of Albania and the after the National Congress to it, together in the trenches in Italy and everywhere else. I don't want to weigh whose contribution was more, but my colleague's observation that we are creating the feudal and parochial order, I think a bilateral between the two formations could help to better clarify, or even a letter directed to Secretary General, who is speaking full time at the ANZ office, because I have thought that insofar as the department ANC led, insofar as the teaching authority, including the DM, I have thought that through and through they're talking recapitalization, that's not a restitution. Wherever, whichever page I tend to, I see recapitalization, it's been cited ample and umpteen times. I know you are a learned gentleman, my colleague would understand, umpteen times. So I don't know where feudalism there when there's a capitalization when even some of us, even before even any other commission to our next talks about cooperatives, really motivate that in the CDA must be infused with cooperatives and philosophy. I do not know where is the feudal thing there. But for the sake of coherence, that's what I should raise that, and we could then understand where the feudalism that we are building. Feudalism is a very, very backward social world, even more backward than capitalism. According to historical materialism, I hope it's still on the same page now. Yeah. The chair, if I'm asked by the same Sekwede Mantashe, that as our degree, what else have you done in the college? I'll say, you know, my methodology also involves spot check. And then I want to propose to understand by just to do a spot check on page 19 of the report of your department. Your spot check, number and narrative. There is on that page, and put it to say, fear and after the recommend, those were what it is, then we can. Yeah. There are 156 million, like a couple of, close to half a million in addition. I'm just checking PG and your team, because this is annual report. Now, you write that page, this is a policy speech or budget speech, because 166 and a half million budgeted for this purpose and for the capitalization, 2016 and so forth. Now, but this is annual report. Can you phrase it around? Has that 166 million or that 166 million used to turn around? Or is it for the current financial year? Just clarity on that. Just going with the four checks here, two small sub-points. There are 6 PA recapitalized in the free state, which is called Orange Free State. There were no oranges. Now, the recapitalized ones are cited there, Chair, and everyone is on that page 19. But also cited there, only one, the last one, Mokachana, is actually what you call compliant. Where do I get that? My authority is page 39 of the annual report. Under page 39, the three stage is indicated which ones are compliant. There's a table like this, what this color, rust, or whatever I call it, the German color. I like colors, but I'm not good with colors. Now, only one is compliant. Now, the hard question you write is sometimes one like the hard question. Because we should teach what my mentor some stage related. So the offer question to ask is, how come that the Bethany and Peter again chicken out? How do they, because they are non-compliant according to the page, your page 39. So how does it come about? And the last sub question here. In the Limbopo, who were there, Limbopo. Under Limbopo, there's a farm there that CR. Oh, please. Oh, yes. Oh, please. This gentleman must not say it.
I'm sorry for that.
CRB. Now, CRB. Has been funded with 8 million. But information before us, please send us down if you see that information. Information before us, Shigala, in both. Information before us, that farm is being leased to a white farmer. And therefore, the what amount would you use that and for what purpose when it's being leased out? How would it be recapitalized when it's being leased out? Like I'm saying, then you can refer back to us if there's a dispute of facts. I see there's a OJ Antonio Alika. If there's a dispute of facts, let your colleague, if there's a dispute of facts, it is not causing common OJ, it's the reason for Now, please, what when you say yes to ask this, you say that the dispute of you say please out there a white farmer. So what is the allegation there? What is the allegation for the patient?
I think the questions were noted. Just to emphasize, when looking at your 2011-2012 report, you talk of the comprehensive conflict management system. Comprehensive conflict management system. Is it working? Again, you talk of the comprehensive registration on page 28 of the 2011-2012 report. A comprehensive registration. In 2011-2012 report, the department said they are going to be establishing a training unit. That was 2011-2012. But even now, we're talking of 2014-2015. We're still talking of the establishing of the training unit. Then in 11-12, there was a challenge of land invasion, especially in Eswatini, Limpopo, Mamashiyane. What is the latest cause? The issue of the CPA, saying our CPA, but we don't have the right to the land. The delay in the issue of targeted. In the 2011-2012 report, you talk of the airline system. That was under administration. What is the status quo currently? Then in 2009-2010, the untraceable number of planes to 87. At least there's a decree. It means that you were successful in tracing CPA to the the CPA. Because currently in 2013-14 it was 29. Now we're talking of 2014-2015, it's still 29. But there's an investigation. Are we making it or breaking it? For how long are this investigation going to take place? Then in case of end, 2011-2012, in case of end, there was Shai Ranga and Echulani PPA, which are for the challenge of the rest of lack of funding. What is the status? Were they recapitalized or what? Going back to the issue that was addressed by Honorable Ngoni, that we are saying that for a PPA to qualify for a recap, that PPA must be complex. But when mentioning looking at those three A's were, the three A's were non-compliant, but they've been recapped. Can you clarify that? Over to the chat now.
With the second point, I was still looking at your report, the response. I can really respond on your issues. The issues of the establishment of the unit. Of course, the unit as it stands now, in terms of the legislation that has been passed, there were lots of issues that were never anticipated as the national members indicated. So now we'll make sure that immediately we pass the amendment, then we will call to the staff a conditional that is to be put in the section, then that we can submit
in number of courts that will be created on the new amendment legislation, because it will have some impact on us. The other issue that I need to respond with on the YHU CPH, you know, this letter was never, it's read for the second time. I remember very well, four times, but it might be four times, but I was not in the meeting, but the times that I'm coming is when I was in the meeting. And I remember very well that the 50 minutes of court, I said, let's go there. I don't know whether you managed to find time and go there. I still say, please, find time, so that both of you go there and sort this thing out. The issue of why it is not foreseen for the consequences that we are speaking about as challenges here. Well, you know, land reform was never decided 100 years ago. It is now 21 years ago. And as we do things, we learn. That's why we have to amend legislation, we have to do all the things, because it's not an issue that we have done even pre-1994. So it's something that is new. And as we make changes and we have passed legislation, but now we can feel that legislation needs to be crafted better so that we can really resolve certain issues. So, you know, government is not a static machine. We are moving by time. So you know it as you eager to be a government. But that's how we work in government. So as we keep on amending the laws, as we keep on beefing up our strategies, it is because we have lessons that we are learning every time as we do our work. There are no settlements that we have done of land without support. There's none in the country that has been done. We never settled people without support. Even if when the request was not there, the restitution has been settling people with a developmental funding for them to recap them to start to operate. So there's no area, there's no settlement restitution that has been done in South Africa without any support. It has been support coming from both nationally in the Department of Agriculture and Affairs previously, and also coming from the local department, provincial department, in terms of supporting the claimants to take the process forward. So I don't know about the ones that were never supported without support. We have been supporting them ever since. Of course, I request the Honourable Member to really read the documents and the legislation, because if you sit in a committee, I understand you might be new in this game of Parliament, but if you are allocated job, like you become a minister or a deputy minister or a member of Parliament in a certain committee, it's upon each and every member to really collect all the legislation and uplift yourself so that you must really discuss issues at the same level as other members. But I appreciate that you need to have a report. I appreciate that you need to have a workshop so that we can understand each other and explain things that are almost taken just like political, because sometimes we politicize in issues that are very critical. Issues of land is very critical to our communities. And as such, we as government and as department, we are not expecting to sit around with honourable members who will ask questions that are out of bounds on everything. Like you said, there's a board and there's no board in terms of the law. So you can see that you become out of bounds immediately.
Honourable,
yeah. I don't know what is going on here. I don't think we are here as members to be educated by this.
Oh.
Even if we like what is happening, because it is done to interpret the party. But I think it's unbecoming. Remember, the officials are here to not to tell members
I'm not an officiant. I'm Israel, like you're not officiant.
That's
the
point.
I think they
need an action, Baba.
I think the issue that has been raised by members that for us to understand the deeper, the conference of the department, we need to have a workshop. Yeah. That's what they request for on the side of me. We are a committee here. So I think we agree that we need to have that workshop. Over to you, PM.
I'm not going to answer it, but I'm politician. That's why I'm speaking politically now for my colleagues. Yes. These are the officials, they will deal with all the members and everything. I'm political. Because the honorable member spoke about elites that are sitting here and they are part of the CPA. But I just want to indicate that everyone has got the right of land. And even if you are a member sitting here, if you have been dispossessed in terms of the land, and there's a land that your community and yourself are part of it to be a tenant, you qualify to be a tenant. You qualify to be a tenant. Now, when it's up to you, but you can see the ethics around us, but I'm saying you qualify because you can be a beneficiary because you're not coming from heaven.
Yeah.
As a constituent, you were there in the community. Your ancestors, your parents were there in the community. So we can't separate you from your family to say now because they're a politician, you can't be a beneficiary of any land in South Africa. That's why you are South African and sitting in this parliament. So you know very well what is happening, what has happened previously. So for now, it's not only that. As you remember, now you are elite. I don't know how to define elite, but I don't feel that there's any elite who is sitting here. Because if you are elite, you should have not been coming from the rural areas. You should not be speaking about what? If you are elite, because elite people don't even know what. They don't even know the rural areas. So I never really come across members of parliament that are elite. Because even in the DA now, they are there, they are not elite because they know they weren't there. So now we can't really speak as if we are separate, as we are here, as politicians. So we must understand each other correctly. And we have the better model for the CPA. The legislation that we passed, we thought all of us, even as members of parliament, that is a better model to manage the CPA. But we all have realized that we need to amend the legislation. So we are amending the legislation. The legislation will come to the committee at due course, and then we'll discuss, we'll advise, and we'll make your input so that we really come up with a proper model of managing the CPA. I think that's the issue that is coming. The other issue that I must respond on is the issue of the CIA report. The CIA report cannot be directly submitted to the committee because it is a requirement for an amendment of the legislation to be passed by cabinet. It must also have an attachment of the CIA report so that it passed through, and then immediately it has passed through cabinet, sent to the committee, to parliament. Then as well as we can get the CIA report. Now we can't put a time frame to say at this point we will really produce the CIA report. So we want honourable members to bear with us so that it must pass via cabinet and it should reach the members of the court. Thank you very much.
Can
we just
be short
to
Madam Chair? Thank you very much. In the recent constitutional court judgment, the constitutional court, the full bench, the judgment received by the Chief Justice, The Constitutional Court judgment praised the Common Property Association Act as a visionary piece of legislation in its attempt to democratize land use in South Africa. I just thought I should make that point. There are several reports that I remember I said asked for. On the status of working, the thinkers, the written reports to oblige the role, the reports that has been asked by Honorable Madeira on the CCAs that have lost land, we will certainly oblige in providing the reports. I think the DM has responded to the question of the best CCA, of the benchmark model. And I think can produce quite a number of them where they are really working, they are making progress. But even in those, they will be challenging. We'll present later on the Rama CDA. The Rama CDA is not a model. But you will see in the Rama CDA that where government and business is conflated, there's always going to be conflict. In fact, the very resources that belong to the community get used by the others to fight the community, to fight the government, to continue to hold on to the resources. So we have this kind of to underscore the point about the need for separating the two. I just thought that only the final question that I want to respond to is from Honorable Kuldana about whether he has funds for administration or for operation, things like operation. Of course, if Recap were to go into the operation, it would have been to help with electricity account, it would have been to help with a very, very small thing, but maybe even pay wages in instances, but the bulk of the capitalization will go into infrastructure, farm improvement, farm input, and the like.
Thank you very much. I really thank you for that. This is something that nobody has to do. But I waited because many of all the people from the department are the ones who are around in the first review. So I wanted to respond to the questions about the other reports from the other year, and I appreciate the fact that the chairperson reached this report. So I tried to respond to this one because the other has been reported to and we did the human to the process that we did in analysis alluded to. The comprehensive conflict management system, yes indeed, when we started with the land restoration facilities of 2008, as Didi mentioned earlier on, we did not include, this was developed in the land restoration facilities of the dispute resolution system. It was only for your land rights infringement agency. In the scope of the LRMF facility and QC and just land rights management facility is that comprehensive resolution in the legislative. On the issue of the training unit, back in 2011, those who are around will remember, that was the time when there was a lot of disruption in the department. The unit that is being spoken today is the unit within the CITA. The tenant system form direction then was responsible for everything other than the land rights. Then since that restructuring, 2011 saw the breaking down of the tenure into a communal tenure to the CPI unit. And the CPI unit that we are having right now is made up at the national level of two components, of two sub-directors. The one sub-director is on policy development and the other sub-director is on training. Is this training unit that is being referred to, this is very different to the one that the DC is mentioning, which is a training unit in, for the department, recognizing the need for ongoing training. Indeed, the training sessions and the materials that have been developed by the CPI unit came from the field with assistance of service providers as well. So the training that has been talked about is inside and we are not waiting.
that delicious and growing meat to address the ongoing need of the needs of the generation. And the peace is commercially exclusive.
When responding, you must make sure that you don't open your can of because we have got the report with us here. Addition?
I think they're more subtle and historical.
Madam Chair, there are those where Elan Soup and others where we ask for specific updates. We may not have that information right now in the system. Can we then combine the details? I think we can answer a question about the investigation on the untraceable because we're asking how long, how far we answer the question.
The question was asked earlier on, I could not say by when was the last time, because the problems are bigger, because, like I said, there are challenges. And I think because of the old CPA, when we started the whole thing, but the learning curve, you know. But in the records we have, but you don't know how to say it. There's no... The address your box, for example. Now, the problems are starting to get there, but I think by the next report, we should have done the report. I know it was definitely done for that.
Okay.
Okay.
The issue that has been raised by Honorable Ngoni.
After the development of the digitalization development program, projects have been digitalized. CTAs were among those projects that have been digitalized. And it was some time last year, I think it was in the first quarter of last year, when we met with the colleagues that are dealing with digitalization. So, bring to their attention the fact that some of these projects that have been identified particularly for digitalization do not comply with legislation, and therefore, the allocation of funding to such projects is totally too incomplete, because the people that are not properly educated are responsible now to, for that regional budget where money has been allocated. And along with that process, that's where the guidelines for chief financial advice to make it a requirement that prior to the approval of recognition, there must be a compliance with the PKA, and that's where we are at the moment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. But just to clarify the question, because the RPG states what Ashut has stated as a preamble, but then say, these ones, Petanens, EKPN, are non-compliant. Why therefore allocate say, some close to 50 million to them combined? Why would them say non-compliant? I say, based on your report on page 39, the thing is called a copy reference book.
But why was the interview you responded on this one? Yes. You told the point of change. Yes, the requirements have changed. That is why you have such a situation here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I never don't remember.
When did they change that?
I'm just a second. I never mean that. Do you want to make a follow-up?
That's what, because I had this question for the clarification. That's how I was thinking. I'm going to see that question. On this thing about the appointment, it's a simple thing. I mean, and I was not sure whether they would have to see the appointment of selection rates and so on. I was actually asking them to see the patient.
Thinking, but here is what? The issue of staffing, I think it's at provincial level where you have said they have appointed directors, other appointments are at the final stage. I think we need to get the progress report in that one. Honorable Dong, if you did that.
I'm just checking because I remember in another meeting you requested a report to Emma Lamash, Senator Steven. What do we need now? Can we check the decision that you can report Emma Lamash quarterly, or can you always say you must bring a report? Because really, I don't know. It was not long that we brought Emma Lamash report.
Mm-hmm.
Then
there were question of, for example, question of commissioners and the EU, question of the child are not even seen alone. There were questions that have been posted, but this is the latest, unless there's no latest information on the Malamalam.
No, Chair, I understand what I have to respond to, but I just want to indicate the appropriate conversation and just to indicate, because I don't want to come back to it at any late stage. It can't be right that you say to us, you don't deal with the non-compliant, and then you say no rules are changed. It's not one that you say the limitations now we change it. You don't explain enough. I'm not going to change the color of it. Ulovan, you don't want that. Just standard, comply with standard. Don't say anything has changed. We're talking about annual report of a year. Found allocation is that same year. Where did the rules change? Where did the game change? It makes it very, very difficult to mark in football or in netball events if you're marking an offer and it keeps on jumping at you, then you can't go over, you never mark it. Thank you.
The dogs in the movie, what is the criteria? Who qualifies to fill this book? I think this will be very important information for me, because it will tell me if the person will be able to go the dog or not.
Yeah, we must bring the address, yes, because the address,
oh, no, okay.
The address is in terms of the public service, and whatever category then the requirement, can you bring that, or what is it?
It was a question. Which means that some respondents, maybe on a resounding rate, the question that they are challenging the information level of the to the appointment. We don't know the context under which the question is being raised, because I think most of the others are saying the requirements and whatever and whatever, but I think there's more to that. I think one of the people can just come back to thinking about it.
If you're the one we could talk to you, that would.
Yes.
Jobs get advertised and people are hired. And then at the end, you find that there are problems with performance of those people, because we do not have the right skilled people for jobs. But the post appears. That's why I'm interested to know who qualifies to deal with this matter. What is the entry level? Because that will give me an idea. You know, I know what the public service says, but when it comes to practicalities of doing the job on the ground, some of the people that we hire are about once, and then even on landing, they must actually work. You are going to start teaching people how to read and write when they actually on the job. I'm just making it work. That's why I'm actually interested to know. It will give me that. You don't have to answer it now, okay. But.
I think we have the department has presented the report and members have commented on the report. But before we conclude, I think can we start by the just of the report on the one, not the history. From our last meeting, where is the department? Rimpas Mark, from our last meeting, where is the department currently?
That you are to the department is facilitating.
Now, the AGM has been for the 26th of September. The news that I see here are those people that were created, people that can broadcast. Now, on the 22nd, prior to asking that AGM, on the 22nd of September, that is 4 days prior to the AGM, the committee there, FY committee, that is led by Mr. Peter, they have paid for the department, the department and the income structure from proceeding with the AGM that was set for the 25th. And on the 25th, the matter was settled by agreement between the parties, and the general terms of that agreement was that an AGM will have to be held within 60 days. And the executive committee, the executive committee, will have to issue notices for that AGM. And the department was given access by the court to view or to have access to the CPA account. Then the other position that came out of that settlement agreement was that the attorneys that are representing the CK Investment Committee have now softened up, and there is this other changing matter that is still in court for administration. And maybe to also refer the concept members, the outstanding thing that was very in relation to that changing matter was that we needed access to the CBA account. And now, through this agent application, the settlement that was reached, we're able also to include the issue that we're putting our credit and other applications, which is in access to the DPA account in order to finalize our sales in relation to the administration. The attorney for the class committee indicated their lack of meeting with the department to discuss that change in the car as well. And maybe dealing with the process going forward, the PTA constitution stipulates a notice period of 14 days where the PTA is able to commit them to issue notices to the members inviting them to the PTA. Those notices are put into the work order. They have to be published in the local newspaper. They have to be advertised already. And then the notices must be placed on public facilities in both Magidi and Harantua, which is where the majority of the Ramadi members are done. Then as part of preparation for the AGM, the department is in constant contact with the SABF, and we're also engaged with our internal security safety or official security, security to help us with the facilitation of security for the meetings that are to be held by the agency. In accordance with that court order, I indicated that the executive committee has given a period of 50 days to be used for the AGM. But then that would be termed the likelihood that they did not do so.
Mm.
We had the court to to preempt the likelihood of them and not proceeding with the holding of the AGM. We have asked the court to give the department the authority to issue the notices for the meeting of the 60 days not lapsed without the committee not conduct the AGM. So after 60 days, if the committee has not called that AGM, the department will then be in the position to issue notices and the AGM will happen. The PSSC House is facilitating the the is facilitating the meetings with the various parties in this that is the meetings with the teacher side and the meetings with the internal program that has been established by the and those operations will have in relation to relation to the security and the action mission. Then, in conclusion, we say that the fact that we got this court order enables now the department to be able to have a look at the finances of the CPA, and we are also able now to gain access and present the same to Sister Baluba Gomodo for them to finalize the investigation in relation to that initial matter that was still pending in court. And we are also going to say on the legal court, because the way we are going to be getting the argument if we are just to pursue that other application. Now by gaining access via this court order, we have negated the need to be further in that other matter, because we have achieved in the matter what we are supposed to argue for that other matter. Thank you very much.
Honourable members, here the presentation finishes, comments in short, because there's another committee which is meeting outside, which is supposed to use the survey. Honourable Chabilin, Honourable Shaw, and Honourable Pichatik. Honourable Nadia.
Let us hear the other report so that we then the link must mark what. And then so that we deal with them when we ask questions, they have to move forward because of the kind of frustration.
Thank you, the good proposal. Can we get a brief on the investment? Due to time, because there's another committee that indicated that to take time, that when we engage the department, we need the only two reports.
I am going to be very brief given that we are running out of time. The personal situation has been changed about since the last time we were here. Consequently, at our last meeting of the private association, Mr. Craig Wortman has reached that he's going back to the party and the impact community for a reason, and we have voted to meet. A meeting took place on the 24th of September. The intention of the meeting was that we facilitate and ask the community to agree with us to take a resolution migrate from expats to a DPA. However, during the day of the meeting with the Bosman and his lawyer, we decided to take a different route from what he had reached. I then made this case to the advocates that they had needed. Was between the advocates. I made it clear that we are not doing the right thing, but they insisted. We prevented the community conflict that day because the advocate was the one who was directly interested. Nevertheless, just that afternoon of the meeting, I was flooded with people on my cell phone with the complaints from the party, other parties, especially from Mr. Anava. Mr. Anava was alleged to be in the corruption because they thought that the department, especially represented by him, we were undermining the community and I facilitated the illegal transfer. The meeting ended with Mr. with any action, because as the chairman insisted that in order for a resolution to be taken, the party suggested that we must elect more members so that a full chance for members of the party can take a resolution. So two people were elected as chairman and deputy chairman. However, Mr. Bosman was not elected. The reason why I'm referring to this person is that he mentioned that the intention of my when he was not elected, the whole he was actually cooperating with the staff. But that was actually the end of the discussion. And there was no way for us. In short, I felt we were defeated. The opposite trust in the team, especially the checkers, they came to meet with me and my colleagues in the office. decided that we must actually have a follow-up meeting with the Mashallah High Court to look into how that can be different by or intervene between the two other committees. That I have not managed to do. I think I'm asking that I be allowed some few days from here to do that. The reason being that I cannot get the members to come to Abingdon or to some as quickly as I can. But of course there is a little bit of difficulty that I'm facing with in terms of this past month. That there are many people who are testing in whatever role that he plays as a department that in that getting with that track. And it's also very difficult. In conclusion, I want to ask the committee to support that we take over the process and try to establish a CPA election steering committee so that it's driven by us, not by any of the two parties. That will be building up with what we have already done. We have workshops that we first published on the CPA Act, and I say do understand what it means. And I'm just asking that should the committee not be successful, for the reasons that I've mentioned, that if the reason is not successful, especially the investment, it is then that I would ask for political intervention. From national programs and institutions.
Thank you very much for the question. Can you talk to the report? Honorable Mishama.
Honorable Mishama. Welcome to the report. Can I make a commendation group of the first mark? Drama. She does not know my English. The person who asked to go to the Mother Committee to show that she remember who we asked in TNS about the issue which is presented at the committee and the chief committee. When we are there to witness, we see this is happening, it's happening at the committee. She must have the show which is done by the Mother Committee. And then to the TNS and the children. But I wanted to find out, because of your first comment is shall. So we have a media release in 1 day to go because the event is not in the school. And so he has that blessing, which is not an issue, but only to buy that is under the state, the local newspaper with that head, but so much so good things. I'm not sure. You know, one of the things that I have first asked is that we should discuss issues number. And that's why maybe they give them now with Baba, which is the issue so important in the one I remember. Now, our goal is to make sure that somebody given them in to take care of them. I'm not sure, but I can tell you that we should discuss. And above all, remember you're not there on the day, there are issues against you, allegations against you. So it seems we keep you as them. The perceived which this man is with them. Just in which he, as you are stating clear, which in our way, they think you are interfering. It's all about what you're saying. Thank you.
Another one,
okay. Thank you, Chair. Just two questions. One, relating to the earlier presentations with Rama, whether the department right now has access to the books. Because that project took place on the 21st of September. And secondly, the issue of ring pass master, has there been a meeting in why not between the department and the SAS since Mr. Bosman is late on the agreement as we have agreed? Because my legal team said to me, Jay, because the trust, it's only the trust that can dissolve it. Because this is what you said, when the trust is dissolved, can be turned into a CBA. So I'm just wondering why that can happen at the white man, happen in such a such a meeting, especially since Mr. Bosman is no longer old, the chairperson no longer the leader as he used to be the chair. Yes.
Rama, how is the rest of the organization? I mean, looking at the how do they still manage? I know maybe we may not even be able to comment on those, but I'm very worried about what damage was done during the when books were barred from accessing books of the of the city. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't think it's a good reimbursement. I think we need a mediator. Because you see, the perception is that there are three ties to this. If the equipment represented by you, if Bosman, and then the other people. Bosman comes with his lawyer all the time. So I think if we get another, you know, let's say department that we are putting a mediator. It may possibly help to some sense to some of this, but actually convince them that our interventions are the best we can. That's the confirmation.
Another one, question.
The junction between the last story and what you hear now, good progress, I suppose, but we are interested in those cases that where there were court orders, that were not court orders, and all those so-called butchering it. We are interested in that in as much as there is progress now. We are definitely interested in that. We are interested in that. So to iron out in the justice system, whichever way. So there was, I remember when we were detained in the last of 6 months ago, there was issue there, and now it has been brushed aside. And it can help the case of transformation in the judiciary for it to disappear. I'm not saying they go get sidetracked, but you ask them issues for the response for all states. The last one says the order has been given the department access to the CPA account. These were some of the issues we were picking up that the department cannot even have access to the account. Now, in the amendment, now, by the way, but importantly, out lessons out of drama. In the amendment, are we proposing clear, in the amendment of the CPA, are we proposing clear answers so that not only they have to go to court for 2 years, 3 years, are we proposing such an amendment that means automatically we end up in? That's like a section 109 in this budget, that kind of thing. And then the trust, the Brembachmann. Are we doing anything to make it difficult to opt for a trust? Because I do it all of my data. Once a trust, only a trust, now also my own layman and things, only a trust that can dissolve itself, no one else. Now, are we making it difficult? Because it goes out of our hands. Are we making it difficult that the option of the trust is taken, but rather CPA? Going forward, whenever we recapitalize, we don't recapitalize for trust. Because once you recapitalize for trust, people run away with it. They run away with the pension.
Honorable President,
the response. Thank you, Chair, about the Rama. Welcome the report. We appreciate the fact that there's some positive development and. Indeed, I think it would be worth our while to have the opportunity to size on the case of the meeting. Now, about reinforcement, I think the whole purpose of buying those properties was to enhance development. And this doesn't mean faucet by the benefit of failure, you know, of those given the responsibility of turning around the situation. I think the whole of the department to integrate that trust. From further doing anything on the land. And once we have got that final intake, then we can start the whole process afresh. That's my recommendation. Because we were there last year, we had all the complaints, But unfortunately, at some point, sometime this year, somebody was grumpy here and told us verbally that all is well in the room for some. I don't know why that person here, that chair, that was us, but someone came here and they told us that no, everything has been sorted out. And so we left, but now hearing that chair problems are still on. And that's why I suggest that we just in the future, the chance if we don't have legal powers for dissolving it, let us interdict it. Otherwise, all the leaders that are here, with government getting nowhere again, and that's investment. That's the only thing we can suggest. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Susan. We didn't receive any progressive report about investment. No, we didn't. Because we're still grappling with this issue of the trust, which is a challenging investment.
Madam Chair, I listened to the suggestions by the honorable members regarding the investment. I think the situation that Mr. Bula has presented is a very disappointing one, because we intervened and provided all the logistical support for the community to come to the meeting, but they thought that is all that they needed. Because we know that Mr. Postman has on his own agenda. But I endorse with you, by the members of the committee, that we need to be much more aggressive in taking this matter up. I hear the suggestion that many of the members that perhaps need to find an mediator. We do have a facility, the Land Rights Commission facility. We do have a panel. We just have to find a competent mediator who is going to be available so that this work can be done. I think that is all that I would like to say about the investment. On the Rama one, I think we are wishing the state, they have until the 25th of this month to come back. If they say, then we have to move in and we'll provide for in the court settlement. If they say, then we will move in. The only problem is going to be that when 25th comes, there's going to be such issues. I don't know whether it would be appropriate for us to be calling the meeting around the time. But I think we'll have to assess the situation and look at what is the best time. Some people and migrate from Kauteng and go to other places.
Homeland.
those are the things that I have in mind. The people will be born away on holiday, so we don't want people to excuse them. Today, the AGM was called when we were all away.
I think that's going to be a good time to facilitate the meeting. But what you're saying is true, because even, when dealing with the bill during December, and no one has got, opportunity to replicate that. People are thinking about, going out and visiting or whatever. But that opportunity to associate department to put some advice on what is it that is going to happen when the year starts. Yes,
thank you so much, Sir President. I just want to add to what the DG was saying in terms of what was asked relating to the assets and the newspaper assets and on radio announcements. Our communications team is in contact with both the interim committee and the senior committee, I can put it that way. So they are available to support them because that's what was agreed to say. We will assist them to facilitate that. So we are paying ourselves, but we are at their second point, I can say. They must then tell us we want them to put in the aspect on this date and this is our preparation. We are not leading that at the moment. We did that when we were preparing for the previous AGM that was supposed to be on the 26th. So for now, we are just engaging with them to say we are available. When you then want to have the slots, we will buy the slots so that you can do that. I think that's just an addition. And the last one to say that if that does happen, then we will communicate to the committee so that maybe if it is available, they can attend the AGM of the 22. But if it doesn't, then we will still communicate because it's a process that they need to follow for them to get to that point. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Minister. Chair, on cultural matters,
I thought the court of things on the 25th.
I thought.
Okay. And then it says, according to the court order of the 25th September, the committee must arrange an HM within 60 days. Now, that introduction 25th November. That's what I'm reading here. Maybe it's what I thought that maybe you hear it on this. Yes, I understand that you don't have a point about that. Migration is good. It's coming up with my last one. But, and another thing, that's why we shall. I thought you know that within the month, maybe can I get it from the front of the
ship? Can the department respond? Very fast.
Thank you, Captain. It's true that the settlement was taken within 60 days. However, it's not saying it is on the 25th. We can clarify that the 60 days is going to end on the 25th of November. So today, we have engaged with them. However, they haven't set the date yet, as the date that they will hold the AGM. But as I said, we are not wanting to leave that because in terms of the settlement, they must lead it. And then we will only take over if they don't do it by the 25th.
I think it's clear.
I cannot understand. Now I understand. Now I was thinking the 25, but it's within the 25. The narrative is only 10 months left for the so I'm interested. Now, maybe the date is our proposed thinking is the 25. But can we invite it if it's for the 25th?
Yeah, I think the invitation, number one, you want to have the public hearing, but so if you don't have any anybody, so if you want to go to RAM, we depend on you. We'll be there that we supported the committee to go to RAM, but nevertheless, thank you very much for the progress that has been made in RAM and also taking into account the comments that have been made by members of the to RIMFASMA because we thought that RIMFASMA problem has been resolved. Not even aware that Bosman has its own, agenda, maybe being in Chairperson or Deputy Chairperson, unfortunately not being elected. But nevertheless, the colleagues, I think we received a report from the department, but I wanted to clarify the issue of the recap. It was clarified by the DM. That's an empathy that says the cap is the court segment support. When people have been given land, then there's that support. Even the Department of Agriculture can come in with cap. I think we expect a progress report on the untreatable land since the investigation that is taking place. But the department also will assist us in submitting the annual performance plan. The target of the CTA unit must be clear and specific so that at the end of the day we are able to hold the unit accountable. Because if you just give us the figures, figures not being compared to anything, then we are just looking at the figures, the figure exercise, but we will make sure that the APC is matched. We're still awaiting the CPA amendment. We also await the coordinated report DG of the land rights management facility so that we will check whether the money that's been given to them, how it's being used, is it benefiting the people who are supposed to benefit or what. There's progress that has been made with regards to the CPA, but more work needs to be done. I think the issue of the Kwatu will get a report on the fact the report that should clarify the status of the Kwatu, the report of another member, my dad, but it also asked us as a committee to get the status
And also, we're expecting that since the staff at the provincial level has been increased, that will take care of the city if there will be an improvement. And we're also expecting a report to the CPA that has lost their land, and also the issue of the details on Ellen Stoop, and also details on updates on Malamala and Modimure. Is it correct?
Modimure.
And also the progress on Rama. After the 25th, what is going to happen? So when you come here, give us don't tell us about the 60 days. You tell us about the progress after the 60 days. And also the issue, the comments made by members of the intervention, which is the mediator. Other strategies that can be used to resolve the issue of rent. Nevertheless, thank you very much, members, for your participation and also being part of this meeting. The meeting was very much successful, and also the DM and EG and the team. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
No. Or you don't. So you don't.